Well, hello, my friend. It was good of you to call right now. Through the years, I have taken all of my 12 grandchildren to, when we lived in King City, to the edge of town and let them observe really close up the trains. Now, these were trains that were sidetracked. They were very safe to be around them. And these cars, I should say train cars, for a child who was 3, 4, and 5, to stand beside them, like to stand beside these train wheels, must have been an awesome experience. And I showed them the rim that holds the wheels on the track. And I showed them the couplers that fasten the car to a car. Now, I explained to them that these couplers, which is a big word for them at that time, they're like giant hands. They're massive. And because they are so massive, the cars, as they are connected one to another, are connected with security. Now, for you today, you know all the power and all the strength of the locomotive is passed on to the cars. Now, the coupler allows that to happen. In fact, let's call it the factor of communicating the power. And so, my friend, faith is a couple. It, in fact, passes on the power of the Heavenly Father to His children, like you. And it is by faith that we reach out and hold on to God through Jesus. The Scripture declares that He, Jesus, is a mediator. I would like to refer this to the coupler. Habakkuk 2:4 says that the just shall live by their faith. And we do know that Jesus is a mediator. It is like shaking hands with God. We shake hands with Jesus, and Jesus shakes hands with God, and he pulls us together. And faith joins you as a believer to God. And in this we receive from Him the power and the strength and the blessing. And this is what we need when we're going through a difficult situation. I was having problems with my computer, and I contacted my person who helps me out, and they were not available, so I had to contact the internet provider myself, and he used the phrase, "Well, you're not shaking hands." And he was explaining to me that my computer was not shaking hands with their computer. And that led me to believe, as I speak to you right now, that this is, as you go through a difficult situation, we want to shake hands with God. And so a prayer would be, "God, in the name of Jesus, I ask your blessing upon this one who holds the phone. May they really reach into you." And I remind them that without faith, it is impossible to please you. And I pray your spirit would encourage them to couple up. And again, I say couple up. And may they latch onto you with all the strength of a trained couple. And I pray you would transmit to them your peace, transmit to them your power and potential in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, thanks for calling, my friend. After the signal, you can talk to me as you like. God bless you. Goodbye.